But sadly, someone who doesn't appear to be as green-fingered as Terry is Neil Haverson, who's been less than successful in this area. Let's hear from the man himself about his determination to do better.
They say a martyr's will face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth.
In the last word of December 2020, I lamented my lack of success with the Shady Pines vegetable patch. How the season has been a disaster. Carefully nurtured seeds failed to yield the bountiful harvest of fresh veg I had promised Mrs. H. Well, sadly, that was also the pattern for last year. Two rows of carefully sown carrots produced half a row. Two rows of onions yielded just four. I did get a few lettuces, half a dozen parsnips, and a load of green tomatoes. Maybe I'm just not green-fingered. But we look forward to spring unbowed. I knew it was time to get cracking on the veg when I spotted a group of pigeons lurking on the fence. I thought this was a sign, rather like the first cuckoo. They were loitering, waiting for me to get sowing. They used the veg plot as a fly-through, feasting on anything I have exposed. They ignored the courgettes, my only success. In fact, I had so many, I wish they'd gorged themselves silly on them. They aren't the only pests, carrot fly, caterpillars. Some of the leaves on my lettuce had been nibbled, creating a delicate lace-like pattern. I even found a small bird had somehow limboed under the net and buried its beak into some of my prized strawberries. I dug over the plot in the autumn and have had a liberal dose of farmyard manure. Apologies to my neighbours. I've got my seeds, planted the plot, paying careful attention to crop rotation. Watering is a tedious chore, lugging the watering can twixt butts and plot. It's amazing how quickly the butts run dry, so I haul out the hose. But do I reel it in after each use, or be lazy and leave it snaked around the garden so Mrs. H trips over it when she hangs out the washing? Of course, there's the rest of the garden to think about. I tend not to give it the same TLC as the veg patch, so last year pruning and feeding of shrubs was a bit random. Mrs. H pointed this out regularly with the word grow more, figuring regularly in her lectures. I did suggest she might try to track down the location of the garden shed and do a bit herself, but as she pointed out, she does her fair share of wielding the secateurs, especially with three rampant bamboo bushes we have. When we planted them, we never envisaged they would one day encroach on their surrounding like an incoming tide. For Mrs. H, it has become a personal battle to keep the creeping shrubs at bay. Brandishing her secateur, she disappears into the foliage. I can pinpoint her whereabouts by the grunting and cursing as she thrashes about in the jungle. My pruning nemesis are the ancient fruit trees. I used to attack them with the loppers and rather indiscriminately hack until not much more than the trunks were left. Some readers may remember that a few years ago, Let's Talk gardening guru Charlotte Philcox visited to give me some gardening advice. When she saw the state of the trees and observed my arboreal technique, she pleaded, "They just want to grow, let them." I went to the other extreme and gave them only a gentle haircut. They rewarded me with surging growth and no fruit. I vowed this year to get a professional in so it was done properly, but Mrs. H insisted we could do it ourselves, so lopping a la Haverson has once again taken place. I look forward to apple crumbles and pear tarts, if the birds and wasps don't get there first.
Oh dear Neil, sometimes I feel that life at Shady Pines is full of difficulties. I'm sure you can reassure us next time that this is not always the case, though.